Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We bombed Iran last night, and it seems like a lot of people in the government did not know this was going to happen. I'm Cameron Caskey. I'm joined today by my friend Adam Mockler, and we are going to talk about this. Adam, what the fuck is going on?
It's bad. It does not seem good.
Yeah. So Trump took some pretty aggressive action in an already aggressive situation and sort of poured gasoline on what was already a pretty crazy wildfire. And one of the most concerning things about this is the fact that the Gang of Eight did not know. And the Gang of Eight, for those of you who don't know, refers to eight leaders in Congress who are briefed on classified intelligence matters by the executive branch. That's the Senate Majority Leader, Minority Leader, Speaker of the House, etc. They straight up did not know about this.
Yeah, the point that I want to make too is that it was entirely unnecessary. I mean, Israel had already said they'd achieved most of their objectives, and Trump, at the last minute, it's like that dude who doesn't do anything in the group project, and at the last minute, they say that they contributed to the group project. But in doing so, Trump is putting U.S. troops in the Middle East in danger, putting us in danger. So, I mean, it was entirely unnecessary and escalatory. But even then, it wouldn't have happened. None of this ever would have happened if he didn't pull us out of the Iran nuclear deal that Obama negotiated. I mean, that's like the huge headline that I keep going back to. After that, it allowed this pretext that Israel is now claiming to start this war, which is that they're enriching their uranium. And this pretext that they're using comes off the back of Donald Trump pulling us out of this Iran nuclear deal. So it's all his fault. This wouldn't have happened if Kamala were the president. And he's pulling us into a war that we don't need to be a part of.
Did you see Trump and Netanyahu last night both congratulated each other in both of their statements after these attacks? Well, by the way, the United States government is saying what the fuck just happened across the board. Trump and Netanyahu both came out and were like, by the way, congratulations, man. You slayed with that. It was really weird. I mean, I can't say it was surprising, but I want to play this video of ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Jim Himes, telling us that he found out about this shit. Where else but Twitter?
Congressman, thanks very much for being here. As a member of the Gang of Eight, you are, of course, one of them. You typically would get a briefing before a significant U.S. military engagement. You and your Democratic colleagues were not, as we understand it, while your Republican colleagues were. Can you explain when and how you learned about this?
Yeah, look, I learned about this strike last night on Twitter, which, as you point out, is an uncomfortable thing for the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, particularly given the fact that the whole premise here is that something changed, right? That, you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu made reference to new intelligence. There was some mention of it this morning. You know, as a member of the Gang of Eight, you might think that for something this consequential, we would be informed of any change in intelligence. And by the way, I mean, let's not lose sight of the fact that an offensive attack against a foreign nation is something that the Constitution reserves to the Congress of the United States. So bad enough that we weren't informed, but, you know, unconstitutional, that we didn't have the opportunity to debate and speak as the representatives of the people on what is one of the more consequential foreign policy things that this country has done in a long time.
I mean, one of the weirdest things I saw after this was Marjorie Taylor Greene talking shit about it. Seems like she's being a little bit more of a dark horse these days. But in general, Adam, like, I feel like in the MAGA conservative world, there isn't a very unified front on this.
No, it's really dividing the fan base. The funny thing about that clip is I saw Pete Hegseth being asked about that this morning. They were like, why weren't Democrats aware? And he was like, we don't want plans to leak before the planes are home safely. Yeah. And it's like, really, Pete Hegseth?
Pete Hegseth, really, keeping Pete Hegseth? It close to the vest.
Yeah, I mean, Jim Himes maybe could have gotten added to a group chat and figured out before he figured out on Twitter. But regarding the division, I think that it's really going to test the limits of this already fracturing coalition that we see under Donald Trump. It's really, really going to push it even further because now you have a lot of the top down like MAGA celebrities like Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene saying we didn't want this. We don't want anything like this. Now, here's the thing. The only reason Trump hopped in, my opinion, is because he thinks Israel is going to take an easy dub. He thinks that this is going to be an easy dub for the United States. So the question is, what does Iran do off the back of this?
Yeah, I am always curious what goes on with Trump and Netanyahu. Netanyahu has his own agenda. He's thinking way farther ahead than Trump is. Bill Clinton actually recently came out and talked about how Netanyahu has wanted war with Iran for a long time because that way he can stay in office, quote, forever and ever. So I think Trump might have been convinced by Netanyahu that they are aligned and that they are servicing each other. But no, Trump is servicing Netanyahu. Everything Trump does like this is just, you know, giving Netanyahu even bigger dubs. It's like Trump basically exists just to service this guy at this point. But to what you were saying, MAGA world doesn't have a full agreement here. As a matter of fact, Thomas Massie, who is about as Republican as they get, has come out and teamed up with Mr. Ro Khanna to make sure Congress makes their voice heard on this. Let's take a look at Thomas Massie talking about this on the news.
What he promised us was we would put America first. And I think still voices in this administration. You've still got J.D. Vance. You've still got Tulsi Gabbard. You still RFK Jr. You still got calmer heads that could prevail.
They were not
the very calm RFK clearly. Jr.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody was persuasive. AIPAC is very persuasive, for instance, the Israeli lobby in Congress. If you look at my colleagues' feeds now, they all look the same. They're all tweeting the same message that we've got to support Israel and we've got to do this.
He's like one step away from being like a leftist activist, I feel like.
Yeah.
He's saying that certain politicians are bought off by AIPAC.
The horseshoe is horseshoeing with Mr. Massie, and it's interesting to see everyone in MAGA is kind of scattered on this. Charlie Kirk a couple days ago tweeted about how 60% of people don't want war with Iran, and then last night after Trump did everything he can to provoke war with Iran, Charlie Kirk tweeted like, the people are with the president of the United States. All the messaging is scrambled. All the messaging is weird. And speaking of messaging, let's take a look at Republican messenger Scott Jennings fumbling shit on CNN looking like a fucking idiot.
This is not an escalation. This is a de-escalation.
Well, Trump promised escalation.
This is not
Trump promised escalation.
The first ever bunker-busting bombs is not an escalation.
Because, well, she said President Trump promised us peace. I ask you, can we have peace if Iran has a nuclear weapon?
Well, we had a deal, and...
Okay, and you're litigating the past.
I'm not litigating the past.
Can we have peace if they have a nuclear weapon?
We had a deal. He's trying to get back into that deal. And he withdrew from that.
There is no reality in which the U.S. had to send B-2 bombers across the Pacific Ocean to bomb a small Middle Eastern country, other than the reality in which Donald Trump pulled us out of the Iran nuclear deal that we were engaged in. It's inherently an escalatory action. I feel like these MAGA figures are twisting reality, but it's not going to work. And really quickly, I've been missing my sassy orange cat who lives with my parents. You know, he's always moody. He thinks he owns the place, and he hates every food that we used to put in front of him until we found Smalls. Smalls has been game-changing, and I send it to my parents' house every single month so my cat can enjoy, like, good cat food made with real, human-grade ingredients, stuff you'd actually find in your fridge. No weird chemical additives, just fresh, protein-packed meals that smell like actual food. My cat only eats Smalls, and it's possibly my favorite sponsor because... your cat's health is the most important thing. It's paramount. I love my dogs as well, but my cat is uniquely sassy. So if you want to see your cat thrive, go to smalls.com and use code ADAM50 to get 35% off, plus an extra 50% off your first order and free shipping. That's smalls.com, promo code ADAM50. Click the first link in the description below. Going back to the division we were just talking about, it really is going to be a pressure point that we can kind of pin down over the next few weeks because we've seen the coalition fracturing. I saw the co-founder for Latinas for Trump came out and said that Trump's deportations are too aggressive. This Farmers for Trump coalition said the deportations are hurting their farms. Muslims for Trump, obviously not happy about the way things have progressed. And now all of these anti-war MAGA celebrities aren't happy at all either. So we're going to have to continue to push down right here. And Scott Jennings is fighting a losing battle when he says this is not escalatory. Dude, we just saw Trump engage in a war for zero reason, get nothing out of it, needless strikes, and just, you know, claim like, act like he took a win.
And there's trouble in paradise with Tulsi, too. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard, who, by the way, a couple of years ago was selling T-shirts that said no war with Iran. And a couple of weeks ago was saying pretty much the opposite of what she's saying right now. It seems like MAGA's kind of mad at her. She obviously just got bamboozled into this position for which she was, first of all, unqualified. Second of all, Tulsi Gabbard isn't fundamentally MAGA enough to actually survive in the MAGA atmosphere. She thought she might have had a home there. You know, she was a fun endorsement for Trump to get, but clearly she is not ready for that type of insanity, other than to maybe feed into it a little bit. But speaking of people who are not ready for where they're at in MAGA world, little Marco Rubio is really bad at hiding his expressions. When he was sitting there while Trump was having a fucking freak out at Zelensky, Rubio looked like this. At Trump's military parade, Rubio looked like this.
He knew it was wrong. He knows. And he knows.
Now we have another clip of I was about to say Lion. That's Ted Cruz. Of a little Marco Rubio kind of fucking up a little bit on TV. Let's take a look.
Up on a phrase you just word, weaponization ambitions. Are you saying there that the United States did not see intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization?
That's irrelevant. I think that question being asked in the media, that's an irrelevant question.
No, they had everything they needed to build a weapon. That is the key point in U.S. intelligence assessments. You know
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's
that
not.
The political
no,
decision
no,
had
well,
not been made.
I know that
made.
Better than you know that, and I know that that's not the case.
But
you
I'm asking
know,
you whether the order was
about.
Given.
And the people who say that, it doesn't matter if the order was given. They have everything they need to build nuclear weapons. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground?
Right.
Why would you bury six? Why do they have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. The only countries in the world.
Okay, I'm good. I've had enough.
Yeah, it's effing embarrassing. He was being a little bit whiny there. He was like, no, dude, there was a top-down breakdown in coordination from the highest levels in our government, starting with Donald Trump. He was even locking out Pete Hegseth. Did you hear about that? He was freezing Pete Hegseth out. He was freezing Tulsi Gabbard out of these talks, because even Trump knows the difference between like star power versus experience. He picked Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth because they look good on TV in his eyes, but he didn't rely on them. He froze Pete Hegseth out. So when Marco Rubio was going on saying, no, we don't disagree with our intelligence agencies, Trump was just on the tarmac in New Jersey saying, yes, I disagree with Tulsi Gabbard. I don't agree with my own director of national intelligence. So there's a breakdown at the highest levels. And just to build off of that, that loops back to what Jim Himes was saying earlier. Like, I didn't know about this until I saw it on Twitter. It's wild.
Well, all we know for sure is that Trump is going to have a plan within the next 2 weeks. So 2 weeks from now, we'll have to see what Donald Trump has to say. My last question for you before I let you go is like, this is kind of the go-to that we always have to talk about, but you know, that's who we are. It's what we signed up for. What do you think Gen Z is going to have to say about the whole war thing?
Obviously the comparisons of a war that happened 20 years ago or so, that's going to be fresh in our minds because it's like fresh in pop culture. I think that people are going to see that Trump is kind of just being dog walked by Netanyahu, or they're just really good friends. I don't know. By the way, we're not friends until you send B-2 bombers over the Pacific Ocean for me, just because we're friends. But no, Gen Z will take the angle of like, the U.S. should not be intervening in more Middle Eastern wars. We should not be doing this, all to benefit a country that is not really America. I mean, at the end of the day, here's the thing. Of course, Iran should not have access to nukes. I think that that's reasonable. But when this is coming in such an uncoordinated, messy way, and it's coming off the back of Donald Trump pulling us out of this deal, then that's not cool. And then after he pulls us out of the Iran nuclear deal, he gets us re-engaged in a needless war because he can't negotiate. So we just have to have Gen Z understand that, while Iran and the regime, like the actual regime, they're not our friend, the civilians, we should be on the side of the civilians, that also the Trump admin's handling of this is effing wild. It's terrible.
What I'm concerned about with our generation is that while it seems like such a no-brainer that everybody should be like, oh, he's trying to bring us into war, that's why we should turn against him, we grew up believing that forever wars in the Middle East were just the norm. Like, that's just what happens, right? I was born in 2000, and growing up, it was just my understanding that, oh, I'm in America, and what do we do in America? We engage in forever wars in the Middle East where a lot of civilians die. So I'm hoping people in our generation can wake up and say, this is not the peace president. This is a president who is dragging us into a disaster. But part of me is worried that people are going to say, oh, yep, it's the Middle East. That's where we go to war. That's what happens. I'm not entirely concerned. But I will say I do think this is going to lose him a lot of support with young people who don't want to go and fight Netanyahu's war.
Yeah, I think we're fresh enough off the Middle Eastern wars that happened under like Bush and even Obama, and even Biden pulled us out of Afghanistan. He was the one that had to pull us out of Afghanistan. And Trump is the one that created this anti-war culture, this really isolationist culture. So it's kind of like Trump being hoisted by his own petard or shooting himself in the foot, because he creates this really isolationist environment where any single intervention is bad. And then he has to now justify intervening. And that's why you see Marco Rubio struggling on TV. That's why you see every Republican sweating their ass off and struggling, because they've been saying he was a no new wars president for the past 2 years.
Well, Adam, thank you for joining us. I will see you on the front lines. And everybody, please subscribe and subscribe to Adam's channel, and you'll be hearing more from us soon. Much love.
Very soon.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.